You know what it was?
What?
What?
Bum Mike.
Bum Mike?
That's you, Mike.
Wait.
Yeah.
My fault?
He's calling you a bum.
What did I do?
No, it wasn't you. It was a bad microphone. You know who we have to thank for this episode being something that people can listen to with me on it?
What the hell? Who do we have to thank for that set of circumstances?
Yeah.
Alina.
Alina. Oh,
thanks, Alina.
Because I have an extra microphone in my apartment from that one episode we did forever ago where it was like, I'll buy an extra microphone because we'll have more guests on. And then we never did except for that one. But because of her, I had an extra mic. So I'm looking at my old one and it's just sitting there like a lazy bum, not working. And I don't know why.
Well, that's great that you can talk.
This like is a bad omen for our mics.
Yeah, our mics are going to die now.
We've been crapping out lately.
I know. I mean, I don't know. They were cheap-ish.
Do you have any more free mic hookups?
Yeah, you got two more guests who happened to be on the show at some point where you bought extra mics?
No, just the one.
How much did these cost? Mike, I guess it's time we bought our own microphones.
Hey, I have a backup as well, actually.
No, you don't.
Shout out to my dad who got me a backup microphone for Christmas.
He did?
Blue Yeti.
Wow, that's nice.
Stand mic.
Mm.
You know what? I could steal one of my dad's microphones. He's always karaokeing. Did you know that about him?
I did know that about him.
Massive karaoker.
What's his song?
All of them. He's like a Bollywood singer.
Ooh.
Oh.
But like, he really hates people who don't try hard at karaoke. He would have fit really well in that Step Brothers karaoke business. He should have been their accountant. He is the perfect man for that job.
Karaoke accountant.
For Boats and Hoes karaoke. What was it called? Yeah, Bug Johnny. Oh, I should probably bleep his first name. DJ Johnny.
You're listening to Instead Of, a hypothetical podcast with Josh Harrison, Deppin Johnny, and me, Mike Bogart.
Hey, Mike, you're still here? I thought you were in London already.
No, that's next week.
Next week?
Oh.
Theoretically.
Oh.
Yeah.
You don't think you'll go now?
I don't know. It's touch and go at this time. You should, at this juncture.
You should refund your tickets you bought and buy those same exact tickets again. You'll probably save like $300.
That's true. I could make a lot of money on this.
On your own transaction.
Hey, let's start the show.
Oh, yeah, yeah. See you soon, Mike.
Bye.
Speaking of the COVID-19, what is it, novel coronavirus?
I guess let's talk about it.
Yeah, let's bring it up.
It is the bug in the room.
Yeah.
Is it?
Well, I probably.
This room?
I'm sure you have it. I'm sure I have it.
Yeah, I probably have it.
It's fine. I had the first 18 COVIDs.
I'm working remotely from you guys.
That's true.
Oh, you are?
I mean, I guess like I'm in Seattle, so I'm by myself. I am quarantined.
You are?
No way,
from
really?
Us?
Well, I mean, yeah, like from you.
Oh, dude, it's really confusing. People are using those words in kind of specific
ways. It's
very
touch and go, Josh. Just,
yeah,
that's the second time you said that, Mike.
You should not touch and go. You should like touch and wash your hands or whatever.
Yeah, no touching. No touching. I knee bumped my mom goodbye the other day.
That's hilarious.
She insisted.
Here's what I don't understand. Aren't these things just best practices for life? All of the things that they're saying to do, like wash your hands.
Yeah,
like,
but who does that?
So there's... it's like, no, we're serious this time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Also, don't touch your face. That's so hard to do.
Very hard to do.
What part of your faces do you guys touch? Did I ever tell you growing up... Oh, yeah, I do that. But growing up, there's some weird-ass superstition that my mom, if she ever saw me putting my hand, like my palm, on my forehead... She'd like walk by and be like, and my mom is like the sweetest woman in the world. Just want to preface that real quick. She'd walk by and be like, oh, if you do that, it means you want your mother to die. And then she'd just keep walking. And I'm like, what the fuck? For real, I'm talking since like age, I don't know, however, whenever I understood language.
I've never seen you do that.
I actively avoided it my whole life.
You must love your mom.
So like, I mean, she's been protecting me from coronavirus for 31 years.
You never facepalm. You never do that.
Because of her.
Wow.
Maybe it also gave me a sense of confidence.
Which part of your face, I guess this is a question to our listeners also, which part of your face itches the most right now?
Itches?
Yeah.
I'm good. I
feel pretty good. I mean,
when I start talking about this, like my eyebrow all of a sudden started itching and like I want to scratch it, but I'm trying not to.
No, I did get it a little bit above my right eyelid actually when you said that.
I'm really thinking hard about my face right now.
You don't feel the need to scratch anywhere?
No.
So you say you touch your mustache a lot?
I touch my mustache excessively. I don't know why. It's just soft.
Josh, are you quarantined?
Not like officially, but I'm working from home for my real job, and then I'm separated from you. That's kind of what I wanted to talk about. Like, I just feel so cooped up and everything, and I wanted some ideas on what I could do.
I mean, take a corona vacation, as they call it.
That's the opposite of cooping up.
Do they call it that? What is a corona vacation?
Like, all the airline prices have dropped. That's the joke I was making in the intro. Like, dramatically.
Right. So you wanted him to coop out? I was going to go to Denver. Again.
I was going to go to Denver, and the return flight was $80.
But Seattle is, like, one of the biggest hotspots. I don't want to infect other people. That's the whole thing. Like, you and I and Mike shouldn't be that concerned about us getting it ourselves for our own health. Like, it'll just be the flu, but it's that we could infect other people and make the situation worse.
Right.
Isn't that also the flu?
I mean, it is, but this is more deadly than the flu.
I'm not trying to be, President 45 about this or anything, but like, yes, I agree. Keep doing the good hygiene. I understand your desire not to infect anyone. My desire for travel might happen to supersede that. And I don't know. Hopefully I'll just avoid old people. Are there old people in Denver these days? Probably not.
There's probably some.
Who else is at risk? Snowboarders? No way. They're so used to the flu. Denver's actually the place to go. No one has reported a single case, actually, I don't know if that's true, of coronavirus. Again, I don't know if this is true, in the city of Denver. I should go to Denver.
You should go to Denver.
So that whole no idea if this is true thing, there are so many people that are giving advice when they have no right to be doing so because they have no idea. That whole thing about masks and how it doesn't actually protect you from the virus and all that shit. Like, I don't know. Let's make up our own best practices on how to deal with coronavirus.
Just to be clear, we're deliberately spreading misinformation right now.
Yes. Yeah. Do not follow any of this unless you want to, because it's how the three of us say you can prevent it or prevent the spread or something.
This is like exactly the shit you get sued for and go to jail for. Like, it's set up the same. The next shit we say is going to be like total insanity. All right. What? Go ahead, Mike. What should the people do?
All of my best practices were about what to do when you're cooped up alone by yourself. I don't know how to prevent it.
So you were just ready to do this.
Yeah, hamster. You build a hamster maze in your house, obviously.
I don't understand. How do you build a
hamster?
What
do hamsters do when they're alone?
Could they ride that wheel?
Yeah. You give yourself a wheel. You build a little tube system in your apartment.
Wow. You know, why don't you use your vents as the existing tubes?
There we go.
Well, you could start there, yeah, but you got to expand the network, you know?
You think you get bored after a while?
Something they always do is they make it, like, leave the building, the structure. So you need a tube that, like, goes out of your building so that you can look straight down, like the Sears Tower, so that you can, like, see the glass underneath you and you see that you're hundreds of feet in the air, Mike.
But doesn't that defy law number one of quarantine? A tube that goes outside?
Well, it goes outside and then back in. It's like the Sears Tower. Like, it's self-contained.
It goes outside
it's a viewing
and then
port
back
or something. Yes, we watch all the...
Like when you drive by that one water park on I-94 where, like, the water slide goes out of that wooden lodge and then goes back into the wooden lodge.
Exactly. Yeah.
That is kind of cool,
but
actually.
But it's clear.
The back in is just as important as going out.
Yeah,
when so to speak.
Why do you always make everything
so
weird?
If you want to, mine's a wholesome hamster sort of situation.
Why do you feel such a connection to the hamster?
To the hamster, I was a hamster husbander growing up.
Now, what could that mean?
I had a hamster, and it had babies, not on purpose.
What?
I thought they told us that it was a boy. It probably had him on purpose. I didn't have them on purpose.
Yeah, you.
Snoozer. Snoozer was not a boy.
That's a great name.
Snoozer had babies.
Snoozer was a lady. How many babies?
Two.
You're a father of two?
Kind of. Unfortunately, there is some infanticide.
Oh,
and,
no!
Snoozer sort of met her end shortly after by natural... It was weird, man.
Wait, she took out the kids and then...
And then she died, yeah.
Isn't that, like, what has happened sometimes in, like, human history?
I you know...
That's so weird!
Maybe hamstring yourself isn't a good idea, Josh.
Okay. So let's come up with something else. I think that the best way to combat coronavirus is to
chow down on Chinese food. I hear people are being real dumb and they're like, can't eat Chinese food.
Yeah.
I heard the beer Corona is down 50% in stores.
Oh my God.
That
it's so
sucks.
Dumb. When all you need to do is spread peanut butter all over every inch of your body and that protects you.
Ew.
Can't get out. Can't get in.
What do you mean?
Protective layer of peanut butter. That's fucking genius.
Wait, everywhere? Like on your head?
Everything, dude.
Peanut butter on your head?
Eyes.
Eyes is...
Mouth.
So I can't open my eyes?
Or you can cover your open eyeballs in peanut butter.
So it's going to infect me through my eyeballs?
Well, it could.
Maybe. Yeah. We don't know.
So any holes I have, I can either plug them with peanut butter or not plug them with peanut butter.
You have so many holes. Every skin pore hole.
Mike, quick guess. How many on the human body for men?
Including pores?
No. Not including pores.
Quick guess for men. Okay.
Fine. No, guess the pores count too, just out of curiosity. How many pores do you think are
with
on?
With pores?
Yeah.
I'm going to say, 2,000,007.
Can I ask if you're immediately thinking about like Neutrogena commercials with the microdermabrasion with the zoom in?
I feel like it's 2 million times.
Like, how does this scale, this little cheek flake?
Two eyes, one mouth, two noses.
Two noses.
Two ears.
I got my left nose
and
my right
maybe?
Nose.
Nine?
Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. 9, 10.
Are either of you pointing to yourselves as you're counting here?
We were both.
Yeah, we were. But 10, belly button.
Belly. Well, that's not a.
Yeah.
That's sort of a surface level. Hole.
Yeah, I guess it's like if you get your ear pierced and then it closes.
Right.
Yeah.
Hey, if you get your ears pierced, is that a hole?
I don't think that's a coronavirus hole.
Yeah, it can't infect you inside the little.
Because it's
that tiny little bit of skin. That forms a ring. But, I mean, all those pictures, it's a circle. What if that little circle, like, with the
it
scary
look good as an
triangles?
Earring.
That would be a great earring.
That'd
People
be a
should
good
get
look.
The coronavirus bug as an earring. It's very pretty.
Is it?
Yeah. Have you seen it?
I have. It looks like a little gross little virus thing.
I mean, it's avant-garde.
I think it would be great. I just don't think you know anything about earrings, Josh.
Okay.
Say one thing about earrings, Josh.
They go in pierced holes.
Shit.
On your ears, though.
He got that right.
Well, say another thing. Tell me something about earring fashion.
Earring studs are when it's just like a little post and there's no moving part. It's just like a little stone or like circle, sphere, any kind of shape.
Really?
Yeah, that's a stud.
Huh.
I think that is a stud.
That was a learning moment for me.
I think it can move, though.
Well, I mean, like, it can rotate on the post in your ear, but, like, hoop earrings, for example, are different.
Okay.
Yeah. Because you say they can move, like, as you are moving through the world.
Yeah.
Is this the worst analysis of earrings ever?
It might be the best cure to coronavirus ever, though.
What do you mean?
Hoops? Posts?
Avant-garde to guard yourself.
What are you guys even saying?
I don't know what that means.
You've created two totally random phrases.
I was thinking in terms of, you know, the virology. Science,
virology?
Virology science. You
oh,
know,
my God.
We have a post-style virus that we need to attack it with hoops or, you know.
What?
Maybe earrings are the key to the virology.
I don't know how you're going to get there, but I bet we could. Find an audience for anti-coronavirus earrings.
Oh, I'm sure that we can. If you guys each sell a pair, just price them at whatever a new microphone costs.
Oh, then we could solve that other problem.
Yeah.
Yeah, what, $60?
But also at the cost of a human life. Guess where I just came back from? And you should be able to guess because I was informing you all weekend.
Texas.
Texas.
Texas. What part of Texas?
San Antone.
That's right. This marks my second Texan trip.
Second Texan.
Oh, yeah. I think I got the bug. Different bug. No, same bug. Travel bug still. Maybe I'm going to go to Dallas.
Ooh.
What do you think?
Yeah.
Anyway, before I get too far down the Dallas hole, speaking of holes, wow, a lot of weird little tiebacks. Guess what I did in San Antonio with Lauren? Well, we were both there, so...
Went to a wedding.
Hey!
I was going to say Alamo.
We also did the Alamo. Oh. Fucking Alamo is cool, actually. Did you know there's like a whole garden that you can walk around behind it? It's not just that one wall.
Yeah, I've been to the Alamo.
Well, yeah.
You have?
Yeah.
I'm the only one who hasn't been to the Alamo?
Mike, how disrespectful of you.
I can't even remember it if I'd tried.
Yeah, you don't even know what it looks
never
like.
Never been there.
You should go. It's actually...
Now I have to.
It's actually a lovely city. But real quick, shout out to Suppan and Kina, the newlyweds.
Shout out!
Shout out.
Newlyweds.
They had such a beautiful wedding, as you guys can attest to from the photos I took.
Yes.
By the way, yeah. I have realized that the closest I will ever come to any sort of Twitter feed is what I text both of you in the group chat, because mm-hmm. I text you in real time all of my thoughts.
Yes.
It's true.
You do.
As like scattered and insane as they may be. I just take a photo or I caption. Like, it's the thing that you would expect on someone's social media feed.
Yeah. It fills your Twitter need.
Yeah. It's literally just you guys.
Do you think I should make a bot that reposts all of our thread to Twitter for you?
That's probably a really bad idea, I think.
Yeah, don't do that.
You know, especially because how racist you are in our thread. I'm kidding. You're not racist. But anyway, listen to this. I got some San Antonio instead ofs for you that went with this wedding.
Okay.
First of all, this wedding was just like spectacular. Like, it was in this farmland in Texas, kind of this ranch. There was a chapel
a
on the
ranch.
Well, no, I don't know. Yeah, it's just there were a bunch of beautiful old trees. There was a fire. I don't
know.
It was great. And a ton of guests, including my extended family from London.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
I know. Yeah. So first of all, let me explain my relation to how I'm at this wedding.
Okay.
Okay. So Suppan is my dad's mom's brother's daughter's son.
Dad's mom's brother's daughter's son. So your dad's mom would be your grandmother.
Right.
Dad's mom's brother. So that's your great uncle.
Okay. Mike didn't believe that.
No, I'm with you. I'm just impressed you knew the word for that.
You don't think he's that great?
Brother's daughter's son. So that's like a...
His daughter's son.
So that's like a... Is that...
He's my second cousin.
He's your second
once removed?
Cousin.
Oh, it's second cousin. Okay.
He's my second cousin.
Yeah.
That was really fun to watch
your
you do...
Your dad's mom's brother's daughter's son.
Yeah. Josh doing genealogy math. Am I using that word right? Really interesting to me. What's the word then? What's genealogy?
Genealogy, you're right. It's not math, though.
Oh, dude, the math was just a play on words I was doing, Josh.
Oh. Okay.
Sometimes you can be such a beautiful mind guy. You're like doing everything, but you don't understand the world around you.
Josh Nash.
Ugh. It's exactly as weird as
hashtag Josh Nash.
Josh Nash. Disgusting. Anyway, so family from London. Mike, you're going to London.
Theoretically, as yeah.
Yeah, but if you go, now you have an extended network, which
Thanks.
Would be
yeah.
my let's see, my dad's mom's brothers, daughters, sons, moms, brothers, kids.
Oh, wow.
Who are sisters.
Who are sisters, okay.
Yeah, everything would work.
Yeah, you got them all covered.
So if you want to meet, and it's, just to be specific, two people in London.
There's only two?
That whole route I took. No, there's way more, but the ones who I'm referring to. They're really
right.
cool.
And okay.
You, anyway, it'd be fun.
Thank you. I would love to.
Here's my instead of. What's like the twistiest connection wedding in a family that you've been to?
Hmm.
Like your extended family's wedding, somehow you're there. Like I was there representing my dad, effectively.
I have never been to a wedding of anybody that I'm related to, I don't think.
Get out of here, really?
Yeah, because I have a pretty small family. Like on my mom's side, it's just my uncle who's not married. And I guess we do have some like second and third cousins and stuff, but we're not close enough with them that I have ever been invited to a wedding. And then on the other side, nobody there is married either. The only one that's married is like way older and I think was married like when I was little. Like there is a photo of him holding me when I was like 1 year old and he was like a late teenager or something.
Ooh. Wow, dude. Well, cool. Here, I wish a family wedding upon you because it is a blast.
Yeah.
And you know what's funny? Actually, Mike, you tell me yours. Wait, tell me yours in 1 second. Wait, don't tell me yet. I'm just going to squeeze something in really quickly. Josh, you said that you don't really know your seconds and third cousins really well. I didn't actually know Suppan very well until like a handful of years ago. I want to say 5 years ago. I went on that trip to San Francisco. Do you remember?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And like he and his brother Nirov, shout out to Nirov, they housed me and like showed me around the city. It was a blast. And
that's awesome.
Here's oh my god, this fucking crazy thing happened. This honestly, it's crazy. I went out for one night in downtown San Francisco with Suppan's friends and another night with Nero's friends, and like we were just hanging out. I only met all the people that they know for a handful of hours. I get to this wedding with Lauren, and again, I haven't seen any of these people in probably 5 years. I walk in. And out of nowhere, I'm not even kidding, a whole bunch of people go, holy shit, it's Suppan. It's Suppan the legend.
What?
Oh, Suppan. And I'm like, what the fuck is happening? I swear to God, because my name rhymes with Suppan, they've just remembered it this whole time.
Oh, wow.
But like the crazy thing was they were recounting specific details of the one night we hung out together. And like I was looking at Lauren and I'm like, Lauren, I swear to God, this has never, ever happened in my life. I feel like Norm in Cheers. It was unreal. Which was like a life checklist thing, but it was a surreal, surreal moment.
Yeah.
Wait. So like how small were the things? It was like, oh, you picked up that quarter on the ground.
Well, like they remember the name of the club that we went to, and this was a crowd of people that went clubbing very regularly into like a whole bunch of different places. They remember like the contents of that evening, like parts of conversation we had. Dude, it's nuts.
Wow.
It was nuts.
You made an impression.
You're
an impressionist.
I maybe one day if my comedy career takes a left turn.
Sure.
But yeah, sorry, Mike. I didn't mean to. I don't want to cut you off for that story, but I had to somehow
squeeze
that
in. That was a great story.
Fucking crazy.
Yeah.
But that's the kind of shit that can happen at an extended family wedding.
Well, I've never been to one. That's what I was going to say.
You neither?
I have two cousins, both got married, and that's it.
Mike, here's what we got to do. Let's set up some of our family members with each other.
Oh my God. Isn't this that Netflix show?
Love is Blind?
Yeah, I never saw it.
I haven't seen it either.
Me neither.
Except we're an audio show. Love is deaf.
Love is deaf. Here we come. What?
They'll only hear audio clips of
working
each other.
Working title.
No, it's Love is Deaf.
Okay, sure. Love is Deaf. Okay.
Mike, the other show is called Love is Blind.
That's true.
This is equally as insensitive.
It's also ableist. Josh.
Love is Wheelchair.
Josh, what do you know about your extended family? Because I don't know very much.
Okay. I know I have one cousin who is, he's in like a metal band or something. Do you know anybody that'd be into that?
Dude, that's so cool.
I have one cousin. Actually, yeah, I think I do. Maybe it's a third cousin at this point, but he's from a farm.
he's just from there.
That's where I know him from, is from the farm we used to go visit him on.
That's where they grew him.
He loved like ATV riding. He used to like show me around on his ATV. We went fishing together. He was just like kind of a...
When did you do all this?
In my youth.
Dude, this is quite
my
adventurous.
Iowa days.
You had Iowa days?
Many Iowa days.
What?
I had so many Iowa days.
You're an Iowan?
Kinda.
This is shocking. You've always been an Ohioan and Illinoisian.
I've all over the Midwest.
Wow.
Pan-Midwesterner.
Wait, it's Illinoisian? Sorry, this is an aside, but what?
Yeah, isn't it? It's not an
Illini. I'm an Illini.
Are you sure that's
the
school?
Yeah.
Josh can Google it, I bet.
I don't care.
I've never actually cared.
We'll never know.
Back in my Iowa days, I think his name is Willis.
What a name.
I think he probably is a metal guy, to be honest.
You think he's single?
Yeah.
My cousin's name is Kenton. So we got some cool names here.
Kenton?
That's a great couple name. Willis and Kenton.
It sounds... I don't know how it sounds.
Well, it sounds kind of like
I wanted
high
to...
society, like upstairs, downstairs to me.
Yeah, yeah. I wanted to say law firm, but it doesn't sound like a law firm.
That would make us...
yeah, this is how we should...
Absolutely nothing.
It's your third cousin. If it's your third cousin and my first cousin...
I think you can multiply them.
I think that makes us best friends.
No, no. It makes you more than that. It makes you... I think you just multiply the factors together. Genealogy math.
Ninth cousins.
3 times 1, you'd be each other's third cousins.
I don't think
that doesn't
so.
Work. I'm doing this wrong. I bet there's a fraction I got to take into account.
Yeah. I guess, I mean, we might show up at the same wedding. We might be both be at their wedding.
Wait, while I'm thinking, can you have a quarter brother?
I don't think so.
You can have a half brother, right?
Yeah, but you can't have a half parent, and that's how.
No, yeah, I bet you can have a quarter brother.
I don't think so, dude.
I'm telling you, you could probably have one. Would you like a quarter brother or sister in your life?
Josh, we seem like quarter brothers.
We do.
Yeah. We're basically quarter brothers at this point.
Wait, what's your last name?
I think we're half brothers, though, you and me.
We're half brothers?
We would be.
And so then what does that make me and Josh?
Also quarter brothers.
Are you sure?
Well, no, I'm a half of... We're eighth brothers, I guess.
Wait, you're also half brothers with him, yeah.
What?
We're eighth brothers. Me and Josh are eighth brothers because you are... Me and you and Josh are both half brothers.
And okay, so you and Josh are eighth brothers?
I think so.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Go to each other's weddings. You'll have a blast.
I'm feeling remarkably limber these days.
Oh,
have
yeah?
you noticed?
All that bouldering?
No. Not the bouldering. The opposite of bouldering, honestly.
What's the opposite of moving sideways on rocks?
Physical therapy.
Oh.
Kind of.
Okay.
Yeah.
You see what I mean?
Well, physical therapy if you're detached from everything. If you're like not holding on to anything.
I'm laying face down on a table with my head in a hole. That couldn't be more different than crawling vertical on a rock.
Yeah. For some reason, I feel like you need to be hovering, but that's fine.
I see your point.
Yeah, like sensory deprivation tank kind of stuff.
Sure. That's a good point. I'll go float next weekend. I've been going to PT.
Nice,
dude. It's been a month now.
Great decision.
I'm twisting. I'm moving.
I'm watching this, folks. He's doing it perfect.
Have you noticed?
He's doing like a cocky stride. Like
my
where
back,
you're...
My hips, like, tell the truth most of the time.
That's terrible, Mike. That's good, though. I'm happy for you.
It's not funny, but it's true.
Yeah. That's... Fuck, I can't believe you fucking brought that back. God damn, that was like a put back dunk.
Ta-da.
That was the put back dunk of jokes.
But it's all because of dry needling. Have you ever heard of dry needling?
Ew.
No, that sounds like right? a drug thing.
It's a lot like a drug thing.
It sounds like if you got shot by that gun in Halo 2.
That's kind of what it feels like, I think. So it's not acupuncture, but it's these long needles that they poke into your muscle one by one with these taps, and it gets like deep into the flesh, and then they kind of move it around to like disrupt these muscle fibers that have grown into the shape that's like keeping you bent down and hurting you.
Weird.
So it breaks them, and then they stretch you out and like massage you, and you do some exercises so that they... Theoretically, the fibers grow back longer, and you're like, after repeated therapy, you sort of repair your muscle structure.
Whoa.
But it feels crazy.
Could you do that indefinitely and become like 100 feet tall?
That's a fucking great idea.
Is that possible?
That's not even where I was going with this.
Wait, can you even gain any height? Can you even gain an inch?
I don't think you can gain height from this.
Well, aren't you you're saying that because you have more muscle fiber tissue, you're more flexible.
Well, yeah. Yeah.
You're adding.
I'm evening out my hips for sure.
No, maybe you're just adding joints. Like you can bend your forearm at the halfway point now.
You can't add joints. That's weird. Yeah. Forearm at the halfway point. Weird.
Ooh,
it's like a...
That would be useful.
No, no, no. You know what it would be? It would be the... Do you remember the GameCube intro animation?
Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
It's kind of like our logo.
Yeah. It's like ours.
Can we add a joint to that logo?
I think it would ruin the logo, but
it
yes.
totally would. it would ruin my arm because I don't want to do that. What I want to ask you is...
Also, a lot of skin hole talk this week.
Lots of skin holes this week. Instead of dry needling, wet needle me.
Ew.
What is wet needling?
Oh, you're asking us?
I'm asking you to wet needle me.
So it's got to be doused in something, Josh, or dipped.
Or, I mean, it doesn't have to. Just give me a wet needling treatment. It doesn't have to treat the same thing. Just what would wet needling be for you?
Yeah.
Wet needling.
Wet needle me.
Would be, like, think about spaghetti.
Mm.
Wet noodling. Okay.
Yeah. So that's where I'm starting. Wet noodling. And so imagine, like...
That sounds like a thing the kids are about to do, and I hate it.
Imagine the texture of cooked spaghetti.
Okay.
But in hard spaghetti form. Like pre-cooked, but with the texture of cooked. And those are poking you.
So it maintains, like, the cylindrical form, but feels slimy?
Yeah.
Hmm. So it's... Yeah.
And
yeah.
Those can penetrate?
Yes.
All right.
Okay.
So is it water? Like, what are they? What's making them wet?
They're naturally lubricated.
They're naturally lubricated.
What does that mean?
Hard.
Oh, like their very nature is that they are lubricated with something. Yeah, but that's what I'm asking you. What is the lubrication?
It's like aloe. Like aloe is wet. That's what it is.
Oh yeah, that's a great analogy. Yeah, like an aloe plant. That's hard and soft at the same time.
Like a spaghetti noodle.
That stabs you.
Okay.
And it seems like an alternative medicine. It sure does.
What the fuck does it do? Moisturize you from the inside?
Yeah.
Yeah,
if you've got dry skin and you're touching the outside of your skin, like if you've got a dry spot on your arm or something and you're rubbing something in, that outermost layer...
It's temporary, yeah.
Yeah, like that's about to fall off and be done. You want to do it from the inside out.
Yeah.
This is incredible.
Psoriasis.
What?
Like say goodbye to psoriasis.
How was I supposed to figure that out, Mike?
Our dry skin treatment.
Unbelievable. Say biases.
Say goodbye to psoriasis. Say goodbye biases.
It's say goodbye biases?
Or just say goodbye.
No, say biases.
Say bias.
Don't look at me like I'm the weirdo. Right.
We're workshopping it.
Big shout out to Omar, my new friend who goes to a high school in the Chicagoland area who was interested in podcasting and reached out via his teacher. Our buddy Kevin from high school.
Shout out, Omar. Shout out Kevin.
Yeah, it was super cool. Omar is in a unique position because he is visually impaired, but he has a lot of sports hot takes. He wanted to know how to record them.
Cool.
So I went and like hung out with him, and we talked about instead of. And he is going to make his first episode of his show, which actually is in my inbox that I'm going to listen to soon, a question, which I want you two to answer on our show. So it'll be like a cross-segment show.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, ready? So instead of whatever ends up being Omar's sports show, we're going to do it on instead of.
Okay.
Name your top three NFL quarterbacks.
Ever?
No, you two are debating against each other, and it's current quarterbacks.
Okay.
Okay.
Active, as they say. Okay. I will be the... No, Clarissa Thompson doesn't sit in the middle anymore. Who sits in the middle now?
On what?
On all those shows where one of you is Skip Bayless and the other one is Shannon Sharp and the other
is that what it's called?
Okay, I'm Skip.
You're Skip? Ew.
I'll be Stephen A. Smith or Shannon Sharp then?
Yeah, but nobody do impressions, please. I'm the impressionist.
Jesus.
You will recall.
Okay. obviously we're
Skip.
Starting
Sorry.
We're starting with Patrick Mahomes.
All right.
My homie.
Why Patrick Mahomes in your number one slot? And then Josh will rebut
Best
with his
stats.
Number one.
Coolest throwing motion.
All right.
Okay.
Wow, two points.
Josh?
Best stats and coolest throwing motion make him the number one quarterback in the land.
Is this appearing on Omar's podcast, or are we just doing this on our podcast?
Well, we were supposed to try to be role models for this young man.
Okay.
And he's going to try to learn from this segment.
Oh, he's learning from this segment.
Potentially, but okay. I wouldn't. Oh. Omar, don't start learning yet. Start learning soon. Okay, go ahead, Josh.
I'm going to say Russell Wilson.
Ooh. Homer.
Oh, shit.
You can't say shit.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, no. Yeah, I can.
You can?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay,
he's cool. He's cool. The kid's great.
Fuck.
Well, Mike, easy.
Sorry. Okay.
Well, I guess I said it earlier.
Honestly, I agree with Josh. Are we teaching him a lesson about compromise and collaboration? Because Russell Wilson, that's a great pick.
You agree with Josh? That's not what happens on these shows.
I mean, can we have two number ones?
I was just too convincing. You want to know my reasoning?
Wait
a minute.
You guys, well, yeah, so I also have to address that real quick. But before
all
we
you
do,
said was his name.
That's all you said was Russell Wilson. But, Mike, have you ever seen a sport? This is the ultimate zig. A sports show where both people agree with each other the entire time.
That's great.
Yeah.
I like that.
Lamar Jackson? I love him, too.
I mean, he's great. He's really good.
Aaron Rodgers still got a cannon.
How could you argue against him? It'd be tough.
Now we need to find something we both dislike, though.
Yes, agreed.
Who's your most hated person in the NFL?
That's our B segment
today. The
person
I hate the most in the NFL.
Who do you hate?
Who's someone I don't?
How about this? How do you feel about Roger Goodell?
Oh, not a fan.
Yeah. Everybody hates Roger
Goodell.
Boo. Roger Goodell.
See?
Sucks.
Look at this. We agree.
Amazing.
And that's an easy one.
All right. And what's the show called? It needs a catchy, flashy title.
No disagreements here.
Not in our house.
Okay. Well, I got to say, Josh, it sticks out to me a little bit more. But Josh, can we just go no disagreements?
No disagreements.
No disagreements. Here?
No, you're right. We need the here. Because that's how people know it's right now.
Otherwise, it's like, well, there's no currentness to it. It could be no disagreements about 1963 or something.
Well, I still don't disagree with you about that. I think we're going to we see eye to eye.
Hey, did you catch that? Oh, eye to eye?
Eye to eye.
Okay, I guess. Sorry, Josh.
But the letter.
Eye to eye? The number?
I like that.
That's a weird name. But it would probably stick out. Hashtag eye to eye.
Featuring Mike and Josh.
I'm there too.
Oh. Eye to eye plus O.
I'm not O.
I got a Kickstarter board game in the mail.
You did?
Called Inhuman Conditions. And it's like inspired by that test in Blade Runner to determine if someone's a replicant or not.
Yeah.
Oh. Now, is that two
words?
Dude,
I played this. I playtested this game.
Wait, what?
I playtested this game.
What the hell?
Yeah.
Playtested the board game?
I know this game.
How?
I went to Cards Against Humanity headquarters for a playtest.
When?
Yeah.
Like last summer.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah.
That's
holy
this game.
Shit.
That is absolutely this game. That's funny.
Well, What's the game?
So it's a two-player game, and one person is the inspector or whatever, and the other person is either a human or a robot. And if you are human, then I haven't played it yet, but I just from like what I gleaned from skimming through the cards and everything that come with it, if you're a human, then you have like a backstory that you need to be following through. So you could be like a robot rights activist, or you could be like a former child star or something. And if you're a robot, you have these rules like, anytime you talk about an accomplishment, you need to list things in threes or whatever. And so as the person that asks the questions, you need to like ask some questions that would help determine if someone is a robot or a human. So my quick question to you is, what is the one question that you would ask somebody to determine if they're a robot or not?
The Turing test?
That's a whole set of questions.
No.
Yeah.
It's not?
I don't know. wait, but don't I just need the robot to list something in threes?
Well, that's like one example, but you can make a robot that doesn't do that. That's just like one of the robot types.
No, but that's a dead giveaway.
Well, that one is, but if you have somebody in front of you, we might not be following that rule.
Okay.
Oh.
We should probably play the game. One of us should be a robot.
I don't even understand what's happening. You be the robot.
Okay.
Ready?
You got to figure out if I'm a robot. Figure out if I'm a robot.
Okay. Let's start the game. Josh, okay. Count us down.
3, 2, 1.
Are you a robot?
No.
Okay, he's a robot.
Fuck. Okay.
All right, let's switch. Okay. How do you play? It's okay. This time I'm a robot.
Okay.
3, 2, 1.
Where were you born?
I was born in Bombay, and I was also born in India, and I was also born in Asia.
All right, that tracks. What's your name?
Didn't you just hear me count something in threes?
This robot has the power of counting.
Oh, what, my God.
It must be a robot.
Maybe you're the goddamn robot. You've convinced me that you're the robot again. Wow, you won. You win this round.
That's the special condition.
You
both
win
robots.
This round.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. What happens when two robots talk? The internet. Jean-Claude Van Fuck.
What?
Wouldn't that be a way more aggressive turn on his name? See that new Van Fuck movie?